This Christmas, get Ralph Lauren Polo Ultra Blue 40ml for just $34.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. I was
born. The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 1 cent today to $3.49. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
Thanks for being with us on SEN Breakfast. David King and Jack Heaven in for Gary and Tim. The boys will be back next Friday for their final show of 2020. We're just keeping an eye on Kingy's performance in this game, Western Bulldogs and the Kangaroos as well.
I'm not watching it. Brooksy reckons we get beat. What's the point of watching that?
Apparently as well. Apparently you have 25 and kick a goal in this game. Funnily enough, we go from that to you requesting a game, and it's one that you played pretty well in as well. It's amazing how that works. Let's have a chat to Oscar McDonald. Really excited to have him join us on the show this morning. 81 games for Melbourne from 2015 and now searching for his next opportunity. Oscar, thanks for your time. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
We're great. How have the last couple of weeks been from your point of view in terms of the process itself and how it's all played out? Just take us through it.
It's been all right. Been well communicated by Melbourne and through my manager and myself. So when I got the sort of meeting on Monday or Tuesday, I can't recall which day, but I sort of knew what was going to happen and how it was going to go go down. So it wasn't completely unexpected. In saying that, it is a bit of kick in the guts and a bit disappointing that the time is up at Melbourne. But the way it was handled sort of lessened the blow a little bit, but the last 2 weeks has been all right. Just try to put it to the back of my mind and sort of what will happen will happen.
Oscar, congratulations on your 80 odd games for Melbourne. It's a significant achievement, and I think that too quickly we dust over these things. It's a hard competition. It's difficult to get an opportunity, let alone notch up 80 odd games. So well done on that. Can you let us in? Can you let those just listening in this morning, let us in a little bit on what those meetings are like? I mean, how do they unfold? How honest are the coaches or the list manager and those sorts of people with you? And how far back do these conversations go?
Yeah, thanks for that, Kenny. The meeting itself, it was just with Tim Lamb and Goody. So it was short and sharp, I guess. And in this current climate, it was over Zoom, so it wasn't. You didn't get that face-to-face, I guess, connection that you normally would. But, we had a quick chat and they just said that, obviously it wasn't going to happen for the next year. But then we just sort of had a chat and talked about it. And, it wasn't, we just talked, that I put in all I had to give to the club, and they were appreciative of that. And I said, likewise, giving me an opportunity. I got the chance to play along with my brother for 6-odd years and play many games. So that was all well done. But as I said at the start, the sort of communication leading up to it made it much better for both parties, I think. And, just sort of looking forward from here and seeing what the next couple of weeks will pan out will be interesting.
And what is that? Are you looking for another opportunity at another AFL club, or have you got other things in front of you at the moment?
Well, I'd be really excited to receive an opportunity at another AFL club. If that was to transpire, I'd jump at the chance if that was the case. So over the next couple of weeks, hopefully there's a few conversations had. But if not, I'll just have to move on to a different part of my life and see how that goes. But at the moment, I'm still sort of fully intent to pursue another football club.
Oscar, you mentioned getting to play with Tom. It's not something that every sibling gets to do. How important, depending on whatever happens next, but how important was that for you to be able to spend that time with your brother day in, day out?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I remember we played our first game together. I think it would have been under 14th match. I would have been 11. I reckon he was 14, and we played a Panola one day. I think I got on for a quarter, and that was the first time I played with him. And I'm going to say the next time I played with him would have been over in Subiaco Oval in my debut match against Freo. So it's looking. I've had a couple of days of not doing too much at the moment, just to reflect on things, and that'll be held up there and sort of high regard in what we've done in our lives, and I dare say our whole family would be pretty proud of that.
Now, Oscar, I've had awful trouble trying to work out who Melbourne are. The Melbourne Football Club, are they a viable premiership contender? Are they an also ran? Where are they on the AFL? You're out of there now, so we can speak with some honesty. why hasn't it clicked at Melbourne? What's been missing, in your opinion, over the last 2 to 3 seasons that hasn't given you that consistent opportunity to win the premiership? I know a couple of years ago you had the chance where you made the prelim and got beaten over in Perth, but what's lacking? What's missing?
I've sort of been thinking about that a little bit, and especially this year, I think we just lack that consistency and momentum. Say compare it to this year that's just gone compared to that 2018 season. You could tell it was like we got on a roll and players just believe, and there was confidence, and you know, they just backed themselves in, you know, went for the hard kicks, they backed themselves in the air, through the middle, that, you know, we're close to unstoppable for a period there. And I think this year we sort of lack consistency, whether that was, you know, there was a lot of in and outs in the team selection, either through, you know, just pure selection or form. I don't know if we handled the hub as well. That, you know, that's up for debate because it's sort of hard to quantify how people handled the the hub. But you know, obviously, in my opinion, I think the teams that handled the hub the best and, you know, enjoyed their time, enjoyed their footy up there were going to do well. So I think it's that consistency of probably, you know, players' form, selection, and sort of just trusting the process of the game plan and the people in the club.
What was the hardest part of the hub, Oscar, from your point of view? We've spoken about this today on the show, that we weren't there, we don't know, and it's probably not even much point us speculating. How did you find it, and what was difficult about it?
I actually really liked it. I got to get along with a lot of other people that you wouldn't have previously. So, you know, if a few of the younger guys that we had on our list, like Oscar Baker and Austin Brake here, you know, started hanging out with them a lot more, and then you sort of solidified the friendships that you had previously, but you wouldn't sort of hang around with outside of the club too much. So I really enjoyed that aspect. And in saying, you know, the hub was sort of difficult, it's all relative, I guess, because back here I had, you know, my family in country Victoria and my partners in Melbourne, and they were sort of locked up in their homes. So with all respect to them, like that was a bit of a nightmare for them to go through. But up there, I really enjoyed it. We, you know, had a lot of downtime, mucked around with mates. But it was probably that, in footy terms, the difficult part was, you know, you'd say you'd play on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday night you'd all have dinner together, Sunday morning you'd wake up, you'd breakfast with all the coaches, all the players, all the staff. And so it's sort of hard to escape it a little bit, and I'm sure you've heard that before, but, you know, you just normally you'd play Saturday afternoon, you'd have your own recovery on Sunday, and you come in Monday and Tuesday and do the review once it's all sort of been analysed, and you look at it from a rational point of view rather than sort of a bit emotional straight after it.
I think we're going to learn more and more about the hub scenario. Oscar, you've handled yourself beautifully this morning. We wish you all the best with whatever comes next. There's still some opportunities via the pre-season draft and the supplemental periods that are coming up as well. So good luck, and thanks for sharing your time with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate having me on.
Oscar McDonald joining us, 81 games at the D's. Kingy?
Yeah, 81 games. I mean, it's a good stack of games.
I thought when you said that, I agree with you completely. We do just brush past that sometimes, don't we?
Can you imagine playing fullback? And Melbourne have been at times a poor football club, and you play at fullback. You can be made look stupid at fullback and can be a Hall of Famer.
Mm.
So he's had probably one of the toughest positions at that football club for large chunks of his 80 games. So, well done to him. He's one that could get another opportunity, you know.
Off the text here, Dom says, Kingy, should North consider Oscar with pick 2 in the pre-season draft as a potential replacement for Robbie Tarrant, Ben McKay, Josh Walker, Aiden Corr, so we might need a bit of depth in that area.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have the answer to that, but maybe. I mean, those sorts of players, if you lose a key position defender and you haven't got someone there that has a little bit of experience, 80 games experience is a lot of experience. Mm. So maybe he is a commodity that clubs will look at in the pre-season. You get him for nothing.
Absolutely, you would. We'll check in with Meredith. Questions without notice, not too far away as well.